generations, Adam to Noah.
Adam's Cain and Emma, Haley, Ellen had a son named Jared, and Enoch was born. Enoch never died, for the Lord God took him. He was a devout man who walked with God. Methuselah was born, and he lived a long time, 969 years in all. Methuselah and Lamech, who had a son named Noah. Noah built an ark to survive the flood.
Generations, Noah to Abraham.
Shem, Arphaxad, Sheba, Eber, Peleg, Reu, Sirach, Nahor, Terah, Abraham.
Abraham to David.
Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Judah, Perez, Hezron, Ram, Amminadab. Nashon had Salmon, who married Rahab. They had a son named Boaz, who married Ruth. Ruth and Boaz had a son named Obed, who had a son named Jesse. Then David was born. David was king of Israel after Saul. He was a father of Jesus, who's king of us all.
Periods of Bible history song.
For the flood, then the flood, the people were scattered then. Patriarchs, Exodus, and the wilderness wandering. The invasion and conquest of the land God gave to Abraham. The judges ruled for a while till a king ruled the land. United kingdom, divided kingdom, then Judah stands alone. Captivity and then a return, some got to come back home. The years of silence divides the books between the testaments new and old. It was the time when God was quiet and no new lies were told. The life of Christ tells of his death and how he rose again. The early church tells the apostles' work and finally letters to the Christians. Now you know the Bible story that begins with the creation. It goes along through all the books and ends with Revelation.
Exit song, wrong version.
Empty was where it all began, way down in the Pharaoh's land. After plagues and Pharaoh's order, they left Egypt in the night. They went to Succoth and to Etham and across the Red Sea. With a pillar fire by night and a cloud to guide by day. They murmured at Meribah, clear water, not to Elam's 12 springs. Then the wilderness of sin, with manna quail and murmuring. After Rephidim came Mount Sinai, where the 10 commandments were given. Aaron made a golden calf and caused the Israelites to sin. Next came Taberach, who brought the Teirah, Hazarath, Kadesh, Barnea, where the 12 spies were sent out. All the two gave a bad report. The start of the wandering in the wilderness, Korah, Dathan, and Abiram died. On to Kadesh and the son of Moses, with brother Aaron by his side. Aaron dies on Mount Hor, and the fiery serpents come. They and the plague kill many Israelites, and their journey's almost done. They cross the plains of Moab, and defeat Sihon and Og. Moses dies on Mount Nebo in a grave that was picked by God. They crossed the Jordan with Joshua leading, all on fire on dry land. Now their journey is completed as they enter the promised land.
Long, short version.
Empty was where it all began, way down in the Pharaoh's land. Then to Succoth and to Etham, they crossed the Red Sea on dry land. They went to Marah and to Elam and the wilderness of sin. After Rephidim came Mount Sinai, where the 10 commandments were given. Next came Taberach, who brought the Teirah, Hazarath, Kadesh, Barnea. Then the wandering in the wilderness, on to Kadesh and Mount Hor. They cross the plains of Moab, Moses dies on Mount Nebo. Then they cross the Jordan rivers, into the promised land they go.
Dividing the Land Song.
Where would you look to find Judah's land? Way down there in the southern land. Where will Simeon's land be? Down south with Judah, can't you see? If you want Dan and Benjamin, don't lose sight. They're up above Judah, left and right. Ephraim's on top of them, up above Dan and Benjamin. Manasseh sits above Ephraim's line. Don't quit now, you're doing fine. Issachar and Zebulun are up above Manasseh, let's move on. Naphtali and Asher are on top of these, don't quit now, let's move east. From the top to down below, Manasseh, Gad, and Reuben go. Now you know the tribes and where they belong, help someone else learn this song. Joseph's brothers hated him because he was their favorite. His father made a coat for him, a coat of many colors for him. His father made a coat for him, his brothers hated him more. Judah sold him to the Ishmaelites to become a slave in Egypt. They sold him to the Ishmaelites to become a slave in Egypt's land. They lied to their father and told him Joseph was dead.
Burning Bush Song.
God appeared to Moses in a burning bush. God appeared to Moses in a burning bush and said, I want you to lead the Israelites out of Egypt to Canaan. God appeared to Moses in a burning bush. Moses said, who am I that I should go? God said, I'll be with you, don't you know? Moses said, who I say sent me? God said, I am that I am that sent me to you. Now won't you go? Moses said, they won't believe a word I say. I am not a speaker, by the way. God said, I'll give you signs to show, and man will come to help you know. Now go and lead my people, as I say.
Tabernacle Song.
The altar of incense, the table of showbread, the golden candlestick, stood inside the holy place. The Ark of the Covenant stood in the most holy place. It held the tables of stone, was entered by the high priest alone.
Korah, Dathan, and Abiram.
The ground opened up and swallowed him. Korah, Dathan, and Abiram.
Balaam's Song.
Balaam told Balaam to go and curse Israel. God said he couldn't go. Balaam went anyway. Balaam went out to curse Israel and met with the angel of the Lord. His donkey saw the angel and wouldn't go anymore. Balaam beat his donkey. The donkey spoke to Balaam. The donkey said, why are you beating me? I've been your longtime friend. Then Balaam saw the angel of the Lord standing there with his sword. The angel spoke to Balaam. The angel said, you may go to Balak, but you'll bless Israel. You'll bless Israel. You won't curse Israel. The angel said, you may go to Balak, but you'll bless Israel.
Of Moses and Aaron.
Speak to the rock, I say. God told Moses and Aaron, speak to the rock, I say. Moses hit the rock 2 times. Said, must we bring water to you, you rebel Israelites? God told Aaron, today you have sinned, and will not lead the Israelites into the promised land.
Sorry, Serpent Song.
The Israelites were murmuring. The Israelites were murmuring, and that made God mad. He sent some fire serpents. He sent some fire serpents to kill the Israelites. The people cried to Moses to take them away. Moses made a bronze serpent, bronze serpent, bronze serpent. Moses made a bronze serpent for the people to see. When they saw the bronze serpent, bronze serpent, bronze serpent. When they saw the bronze serpent, then the people would live.
Battle of AI song.
Israelites fought AI, fought AI, fought AI. The Israelites fought AI, and they were defeated. Cause they can steal some clothes and go, clothes and go, clothes and go. Cause they can steal some clothes and go when God had told them not to. God told them to stone Achan, stone Achan, stone Achan. God told them to stone Achan and his family. Again the Israelites fought AI, fought AI, fought AI. Again the Israelites fought AI, and they were victorious. We must do what God has said, God has said, God has said. We must do what God has said, and be pleasing to Him.
Fighting the Amorites.
Gibeon called Israel. Gibeon called Israel. Come help us fight the Amorites. Gibeon called Israel. Stones fell from above. Stones fell from above. And killed many Amorites when stones fell from above. The day the sun stood still. The day the sun stood still. Israel defeated the Amorites. The day the sun stood still.
Othniel's song.
Meshephem was the Mesopotamian king. Othniel's army won the war, and then there's peace again.
Ehud.
Ehud was a judge. Ehud was a judge. Ehud was a judge in Israel's land. He killed King Eglon, he killed King Eglon, he killed King Eglon with his left hand.
Deborah
was a prophetess in Israel's land. She told Barak to fight Sisera with 10,000 men. Only if you go with me, only if you go with me, is what Barak said, is what Barak said. They went to fight the army and killed many men, but Sisera ran away into the tent of Jael. Jael killed him with a tent that grew the head. When Deborah was a judge, when Deborah was a judge. Samson was an Israelite judge, his long hair gave him strength. The strongest man there ever was, his long hair gave him strength. He killed a lion and he killed a bear. His long hair gave him strength. Delilah tricked him and cut his hair. His long hair gave him strength. The Philistines bound and blinded him. His long hair gave him strength. While in prison his hair grew in. His long hair gave him strength. He pushed down the pillars with the help of God. His long hair gave him strength. The walls fell down and he killed a lot. His long hair gave him strength.
Eli.
Eli, Eli was a judge in Israel. Eli, Eli took in little Samuel. Eli, Eli had two sons and they were bad. Eli, Eli had two sons and they were bad. Someone told him his two sons were killed in war. Someone told him his two sons were killed in war. They also told him the Philistines stole the Ark of the Covenant. They also told him the Philistines stole the Ark of the Covenant. Eli fell back, broke his neck, and then he died. Eli fell back, broke his neck, and then he died.
Samuel, who said that? Samuel, who was that?
Samuel went to Eli, and Eli said,
lay down, Samuel, and go back to bed.
Samuel heard the voice a second time as he lay in the bed late that night. Samuel went to Eli, and Eli said,
lay down, Samuel, and go back to bed.
Samuel heard the voice once again, and he went to Eli, and Eli told him, That's the Lord speaking to you. Go back and see what he wants to tell you. Again, the voice of the Lord is in Samuel's ears, and he says,
speak, Lord, for thy servant hears.
God told Samuel what was to come about changes taking place in Eli's home. After this, from Beersheba up to Dan, they knew Samuel was a prophet in their land.
Ruth.
With Naomi from Moab to Bethlehem, after their husbands died, they lived alone. Ruth went to glean in the fields of Boaz to provide food for her mother-in-law. Boaz told Ruth to glean in his fields only and told his men to leave little Ruth to have. Naomi told Ruth she should marry Boaz because she was in line to be his bride. Boaz married Ruth and had a child named Obed. Naomi became nurse to Ruth's sweet child. Obed grew and had a son named Jesse, who had a boy named David in Jesus' line.
Saul, David, Solomon's song.
Saul, David, Solomon, the three kings of Israel, they ruled over the United Kingdom. Saul, David, Solomon.
Where is Jesus?
Where is Jesus? Where is Jesus? Do you know? Do you know? Mary is looking, Joseph is looking for their son, for their son. They went to Jerusalem, they went to Jerusalem, and on their way back home, and on their way back home, Jesus was not with them, Jesus was not with them. He was 12 years old, he was 12 years old. They looked for 3 days, they looked for 3 days, and found him in the temple, and found him in the temple, hearing and asking questions, hearing and asking questions, in God's house, in God's house.
Song.
God has made us a place up in heaven's fair space where we'll sing and be happy all day. So won't you live right and fight the good fight and live up in heaven always.